This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Fire crews in Boulder will work to further contain the NCAR fire today. Graduate student Ben Holden was among hundreds on a nearby trail when he saw smoke from the fire just after it sparked. He had just moved to Superior in December when the Marshall Fire destroyed homes just blocks from his own.
Definitely a little bit concerning having experienced them at, you know, such a close range twice now in just, you know, 4 months of living here.
Holden says he's accepted that wildfires are a regular part of life in the West, and he may even use the experience in his data science studies.
And this is something that I'm definitely interested in learning more about, if only to sort of know which days I should go on a hike.
The NCAR fire has burned about 200 acres. State lawmakers today are debating whether to make daylight savings time permanent in Colorado. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The measure would go into effect only if such a move is allowed at the federal level. The U.S. Senate recently passed a bill unanimously to make daylight savings time permanent across the country. It's not clear if the House will take up that bill. In Colorado, supporters want more daylight hours in the evening, but opponents of the idea, including the ski industry, say darker winter mornings will make it more challenging for ski resorts to open and harder for anyone who needs to be at work or school early. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools will provide free menstrual care products district-wide starting next school year. About a third of the district schools already have dispensers filled with free donated supplies. One study shows more than 4 out of 5 teenagers have either missed class time or know someone who missed class time because they did not have access to period products. This is CPR News and KRCC.